Star with K4OIM in the Rag Chew portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Yeah, well, you know, I was talking to some people the other day, and, you know, a lot of people like to complain about Amazon, but Amazon's kind of spoiled us in a lot of ways because you order it one day and, you know, you can order it and it'll show up the next day. Sometimes you can even get it the same day. But I ordered some stuff not too long ago, and there's a little company out of Missouri, I think, and they even posted on the website that it could take up to 30 days for the shipping. It's just a little drop shipping company anyway. But, you know, I sent them an email in about 2 weeks just because I was curious. And, you know, I thought I was being patient. And they emailed me back. They were like, well, you know, we warned you it's going to be 30 days. And I was like, I'm not complaining. I just hadn't seen a status update or anything. But, you know, I've been pretty lucky. I've only had one so far, knock on wood, one issue where I'd ordered something. And they took about 6 weeks to finally track them down and figure out that they didn't really have what they said they had to sell me. But I hate that you had to go through that, but I'm glad they were able to refund your money for sure. But, you know, again, I like to think there's more good than bad out there. It may just be because I'm not looking for the bad, but, again, I'm glad you were able to get to the bottom of that. But, again, appreciate you sticking around, Walt, and checking in with me. And, yeah, thanks for clarifying on Tuesday. I get everybody's days confused sometimes. I know Mark's usually Sunday because he usually calls it the night after me. And then I know Wendy's usually Mondays, and then swaps out with Robert every now and then. And from that point, I kind of get lost on who's calling what night. No, Gary's doing Wednesday because that's the swap net. But anyway, definitely, Walt, appreciate you taking the time to stick around and make some chats with us. And, yeah, definitely take care of those grandbabies. I tell you, ours are, we like to call them our pseudo-grandbabies because they're with us probably just as much as their grandparents. But they'll keep you young and definitely make you tired by the end of the day. But it's a good tired, like you said. I love having them around. So anyway, give them some hugs. And definitely go and enjoy them for a little while. And, Walt, appreciate you sticking around and making some comments. So, 73, my friend, we'll talk again soon, first chance we get. All right, we'll continue on, see if we have any further check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. Wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Control. Please check in Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. We're mobile in downtown Greenville. This is Juan. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
All right, HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Juan. That's Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie, WA4KC. And Juan, definitely be safe out there on the mobile. Not sure if it's still raining where you are. It seems to have kind of slacked up over here towards the Simpsonville side. So definitely be safe out there on the mobile. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Hadn't heard you, Juan. Good to hear you, and appreciate you getting logged in here as well. All right, so let's give one final call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
A4HR. Good evening, Mike. Good seeing you today. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Mike, and all on the net.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Gary, I'm glad you checked in there because I just happened to notice your text message here. So I was wondering where you were. That's actually why I was keeping the net open. I was thinking to myself, Gary hadn't checked in with me tonight. But, yeah, definitely good to see you this morning. Hate that we didn't have anybody testing, but, you know, got some regular business stuff taken care of. And good to just kind of do those face-to-face QSOs with the VEs that were there. But I'd like to welcome Gary to the net tonight. That's Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And, of course, Gary brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOI. And, Gary, hope you guys are doing well tonight. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with me. One final call here, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause indicates we have everybody, so I'll give one final call. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, net control.
Halo Victor 4, Whiskey Alpha Tango, KV4, WAT, Ted, no traffic.
SK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to welcome Kilo Victor 4, Whiskey Alpha Tango, KB4WAT. That's Ted. And, Ted, I have you marked down for a comment or two, and we were at the end of our rag chew list, so I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'll go ahead and dry off and dust off the stump, and we'll pass the frequency over to you and find out if you have any comments, or how was your day, sir?
Hot on a lawnmower. Pretty good, you know. It's actually kind of nice to be talking because I've had trouble with this little radio I have, and I'm not really sure whether it works or not or how well people are hearing me.
The old jokes goes, I can only hear you when you talk, but, I mean, honestly, you sound really, really good coming in the repeater tonight, so I don't know if... folks were saying you had a problem or if there's an intermittent issue, but coming into the 610 repeater up on Caesar's Head, you sound really good. Over.
Thank you very much, especially in these perilous times.
You heard earlier, we've got a couple folks that can't make the repeater once they get over near Paris Mountain, so there's a little bit of a shadow, but this is one of the larger footprints, I think, in the area, being up on Caesar's Head. You know, it goes up towards Asheville, over towards Georgia, down towards Greenville, over towards Charlotte. Can't quite make it that far on a good day, but some of the dips and dives towards Charlotte. But, you know, we'll hear people headed up 85 or down 26 and, again, down towards Union and places like that. So there's a really good footprint on this repeater. I think Mount Mitchell is probably the next one up in North Carolina. It's up at 6,600 feet. So it's got a little bit better, a little bit wider footprint. But this one for this area is pretty good. Over.
So Blue Ridge is... mostly Caesar's Head repeater or Paris?
Watcher Radio Society has one on each location. There is a repeater on Caesar's Head Mountain, which is the one you're talking on now, and then there's one over on Paris Mountain as well. Over.
So I'm getting you really good. I'm getting really good. Over.
You should not necessarily have, I mean, again, 2 meters line of sight to the repeater, that kind of stuff. So you should be where you can probably see the mountains. So you should be okay. It's more towards the downtown Greenville area, or trying to think directionally what side of Paris Mountain that is. But I know even folks that drive around, the closer you get over to Paris Mountain, you kind of get into a shadow area. But, again, Taylor's usually is okay. Greer's usually okay. Further out towards Spartanburg you get, it's okay. Blue Ridge, that kind of stuff. Every places like that. But it's just that line of sight up to Caesar's Head when you get over in the shadow of Paris Mountain where folks usually have a problem. Again, there are some dips and shadows, but for the most part, we have pretty good coverage with this repeater.
Over.
Run this net again at night, and I'm trying to think distance wise. Again, I haven't really been around when we've had super long propagation, but on occasion, of course, with the hurricane that's out in the Atlantic now, sometimes they'll blow up the coast and affect propagation, and sometimes I think there's another repeater pair over in Tennessee somewhere that shares the same frequencies that we're using, and occasionally we'll get some interference from them. So it's pretty interesting when 2-meter propagation runs up. But, again, we've had folks from down in Little Mountain, just a little north of Columbia, and then, again, over towards Charlotte. I'm trying to think of probably the most distance folks that I've actually heard from. And, of course, with Echolink, you know, that kind of goes out the window because if you have internet, you can always hit our repeater as long as the Echolink node's up. But, again, you know, as far as coverage from the highway, we've got pretty much coverage from 85 into Georgia all the way up almost to Charlotte. I know some folks that have gotten up there. And, you know, a lot of times you can receive better than you can transmit, or most radios can. So I know I can usually start hearing the repeater just after I get out of Charlotte, maybe even before Gastonia, if I'm headed that way. So definitely good repeater and good footprint. It's always fun to see on the net check-ins how far out we get. It's always good to kind of see who the furthest DX station is in my logs when I'm doing the net at night.
Well, thank you very much for this little discussion.
and good information to know. And I'll keep a listen for you guys whenever I hear you do your rag chew. And again, thank you very much for talking with me. And Kilo Victor 4, Whiskey Alpha Tango out.
Compliment all, and again, appreciate you coming by and stopping in with us. And again, we run the net every night, 365 days a year. It's usually a different net controller every night, so I know they'd appreciate you coming by. And feel free to stop by and come back. It's a very good community around. There's usually always somebody on the local repeaters. If you key up and just kind of throw your call sign out, there's always folks traveling up and down the road up towards Saluda or Hendersonville or down towards Spartanburg, that kind of stuff. Really, really friendly community. You know, I hear stuff on the internet about hams telling other hams they can't be on their repeaters or on their frequency. We don't have that around here that I know of, and hopefully we don't. So definitely come back by and check in as often as you can. And we'll wish you 73 and hope to talk to you again soon. 4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Looking for late check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Normally that long pause means we have everybody, so we'll give one final call. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, net control. Pause normally means everybody has checked in that was going to tonight, and I think Mark, W2MJB, is scheduled to call the net tomorrow night. I know his bride Wendy checked them in earlier tonight, and they kind of back each other up. Mark on Sunday night, Wendy on Monday night, but I know Mark would appreciate everybody coming by and checking in with him tomorrow night. Looks like we had 58 check-ins tonight, and if you'll stand by, I'll pass my net report. K4HR, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for all the stations who've taken the time to check in. Remember and do your best and try and keep that magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless.